Renewed leadership speculation has been fuelled by reports in News Limited newspapers that Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton is being urged to challenge Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's leadership. A group of unnamed coalition MPs has reportedly urged Mr. Dutton to launch a challenge on a platform of reduced immigration and lower power bills. It comes amid disagreements over the government's proposed National Energy Guarantee, or NEG. But Cabinet Minister Christopher Pyne has told Channel 9 there is no plan for the Home Affairs Minister to replace Mr. Turnbull.
Absolutely not. And Peter Dutton hasn't said that he's going to resign over the NEG. He's outlined what ministers have to do if they don't support a government policy. And at the same time, he said that he does support the government's policy. And I can tell you that the Cabinet is 100% united behind Malcolm Turnbull.
The dissent inside the coalition is growing, even though Mr. Turnbull has gained party room endorsement for a signature energy plan. Up to 10 coalition MPs are threatening to cross the floor, and various frontbenchers have been reported to be considering resigning. Set to begin in 2020, the National Energy Guarantee would mandate power retailers source electricity, meeting both a reliability target and a target to reduce emissions by 26% on 2005 levels by 2030. The states would legislate for the mechanism of the guarantee, and federal parliament would set the targets. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott says he doesn't want an emission reduction target legislated at all, while Nationals renegade George Christensen says he wants a target of 17%. With a one-seat majority in the lower house, Mr. Turnbull could be forced to seek the support of Labor to get the legislation passed. Labor frontbencher Anthony Albanese has told Channel 9 the Turnbull government is in upheaval.
This is a government in absolute chaos, and of course we know that Peter Dutton is just a glove puppet for Tony Abbott,
okay,
who's back there on the backbench, causing all of this chaos.
Christopher Pyne, also Leader of the House of Representatives, says the dissent from coalition backbenchers like Mr. Abbott is being overplayed.
And there's a lot of hyperventilating going on, and there's a few people, I think, who are trying to put the band back together from the late 2000 and noughties. But the reality is...
Who's trying
they're
that?
In your party
I
room,
I
mate.
Think we know who they are, but the reality is the government is getting on with the job of putting the energy policy together.
Malcolm Turnbull's approval ratings continue to plummet, with the coalition behind for the 38th successive news poll. While voters rate him a better steward of energy policy than opposition leader Bill Shorten, that support has dwindled from June. Peter Dutton has told Radio 2GB that if he felt no compromise could be reached, the only thing to do would be to resign. But Deputy Nationals leader Bridget McKenzie says she thinks critics are misinterpreting those comments, and she's urged her colleagues to stop undermining Mr. Turnbull's leadership.
Pull your head in, honestly. The worst thing for our nation will be a government run by Bill Shorten with Mark Butler, whose renewable energy target, his entire energy policy, is based on Greenpeace modelling. Now, if you think that is going to actually bring down power prices, you've got rocks in your head.
Mr. Butler, the opposition energy spokesman, has told The Guardian his party is considering whether to vote against the energy plan. He says achieving bipartisan support on energy policy is important.
The UK is doing extraordinary things. The decarbonisation there is just gobsmacking. By 2030, they'll have achieved carbon cuts of 61% across their economy. At the moment, our trajectory looks like there won't be really any cuts at all off a 2005 baseline. Mm-hmm. And the only reason they've achieved that is because they've taken the politics out of climate change and energy.
But he says Labor will be insisting on an increase in the emissions reduction target from 26% to 45%.
I'm very confident that we're on the side of the community here. The vast bulk of the community want an expansion of renewable energy because it is the future. But I think people also recognise that and understand what people have been saying now for several years. This is the cheapest form of new energy. And it's going according to modelling that Reputex has put out, put downward pressure on wholesale power prices in a way that the sort of low or zero ambition of Malcolm Turnbull's won't do.
The federal bill to set the emission target for the National Energy Guarantee is expected to be introduced next week. But a decision could be months away after Labor said it's awaiting agreement from the states and territories and signalled a Senate inquiry into the policy. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.